Out the wazoo.
Ain't nothing like a good night out.
All right, welcome back to Out the Wazoo. This is a special episode of the podcast. Another interview that we're about to do with a really dope artist that we connected with through the social media channels. So you might remember him. We reviewed his album Slug Smoke and Mirrors on the podcast in a previous episode. And we also reviewed Silky Joints 2.
Volume 2.
Volume 2, which I believe is his most recent project.
Yep.
And if you want to listen to those reviews, go back and listen to those episodes. But we have him here on the podcast today, Mr. Kai 45, the silkiest man alive.
What's the word? That's the word, bro. It's funny.
What's going on, man?
Work.
All right. So, Kai, first and foremost, welcome. Glad to have you on. And personally, I just want to get to know you now that I got you here on the camera. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
What's good, y'all? Thank you for having me, first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? I respect that, and I appreciate that. Shit, man, what can I say? You know, go by Kai 45. You know what I'm saying? Rapper, producer out of Elmont, New York. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I've been in the game for, like, shit. I want to say taking this shit seriously, like, 8-9 years now. I put in a lot of time to this. Before I even dropped my first shit, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So yeah, you know, I've been in here for years. Really, as soon as I got out of high school type shit, I kind of started seriously putting the pen to the pad. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's all about me.
Hell yeah!
You in Elmont right now, Kai? Or you where you at right now?
Nah, I don't live in New York. I live in Virginia at the moment, Richmond, Virginia. I was born and raised in New York though.
Nice. Bro, is it as humid there as it is here? How are you wearing that hoodie right now?
Actually, it's kind of cool. The weather hasn't broke yet. I'm a hoodie nigga anyway, truthfully. I'll force a hoodie on any day. I really don't care.
I love the drip, man. With just the hoodie pulled all the way up and there's just a big busky beard hanging out. I love that shit.
Yeah,
that's a look, too. That's a choice when you tie it. When you keep it tight, you tie it up. It's almost like you listen to Snot, the artist Snot.
Yeah. So you really gotta, you know what I'm saying? I usually take the string off of the hoodie. That's my personal thing. But this one, I was like, nah, I'm gonna start tying my shit up and looking like Kenny and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Kenny himself.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, I kinda fuck with it, you know what I'm saying? Keep the hoodie on, keep the beard, you know what I'm saying, coming out of it. Mm-hmm. It's my own little thing.
Right.
That's dope, bro. So you've been rapping for 8 or 9 years. What got you started in rap?
I tell everybody this, man. My man's that used to live down the block from me when I lived in New York. His name is EJ, and he's a producer. You know what I'm saying? He used to have a whole bunch of us in the studio, me and all my friends. Everybody on the block, really, that lived in the vicinity. You know what I'm saying? He used to have us in the studio, and, you know, he would be putting us on his beats. But only the toughest verses was allowed to get on. So six niggas could write a verse and two niggas will make the cut. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So that's really where I got my that's really when I started writing. You know what I'm saying? And I was back then, I might have been like 12 years old, but you know what I'm saying? I kind of retired from music early on to be an athlete. You know what I'm saying? I had NFL dreams, as a lot of people do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was playing sports in high school, and that really took most of my focus away from the rap, away from the, you know what I'm saying? So once my athletic career was over, you know, I went back to that, to my first joint, my first love, you know what I'm saying? And that's how that came about.
Were you always nice with it right off the bat, or did it take a while before you caught stride and really – and really figured out how to be a wordsmith? Because you really are, man. Like, we're huge on Griselda at Out the Wazoo. Like, that style, that New York style, and that slow, that menacing boom bap shit. And you even said, like, you rap heavy on lo-fi stuff, too. But it's the lyrics, we think, that sticks out about you, man. Like, your stuff is nice, bro. Like, like levels beyond what a lot of people can do, even with a lot bigger budget, working with the top producers in the game. Like, you got, bro, you got talent, bro. I gotta just, I gotta say from my perspective to you.
Yo, I appreciate that, bro. I was not always, you know what I'm saying? I had to put time and effort into my pen. I had to put years and most of all, aside from the time, I had to put experience into it. I had to go through shit and grow through shit. You know what I'm saying? And you know, my pen went through a lot of different evolutions. And as a grown man, you know what I'm saying? I'm 27 now, you know. You know, as a grown man, my pen has gotten better with time, because now I could deep think about things, and I could, you know, put it into words better, as opposed to being a young hot nigga, you know what I'm saying? 21, 19, 20 years old, you know what I'm saying? I could put words together.
You got the wisdom.
Have a clearer, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting gray and all of that already. Mm-hmm. Shit, so. You know?
Yeah, well, you still but look yeah, fresh, bro. You still look fresh.
So let me ask you one quick question. What do you think of this new Kendrick album that just dropped? I don't know if you listened to it yet, but I want to know if you have, what your first opinion is about it.
Off the bat, I'm not gonna hold you. I love Kendrick Lamar to death, you know, K-Dot fan, but I'm not really feeling it. I'm not gonna hold you. Mm-hmm. I'm really not feeling it. Like, and it's not that I'm not feeling the message, because the message is always honorable with Kendrick Lamar. You know what I'm saying? That's why we love him. The message is always potent and it's always heavy. I feel like he's just being weird. Like, bro, where's the bar? like, you're just being weird, bro. Like, we want the same message, but we want it, like, we want bars, bro. We want something to make us, like, make up that face. You know what I'm saying?
You want like the shit that makes you go face. Like this, right? Makes you put the hand up behind you.
Right.
Like, that shit just, you know what I'm saying? Just when you shake your head slowly to a nigga rapping, that's how you know they're going crazy.
You got that upper lip just pulled all the way up, and official. You got your eyes closed. And it's like, you just smelled something fucking like, raw and shit. Like, you were just like,
ooh. I said, this is probably the first Kendrick album that I thought was incredible in terms of concept, but didn't have a single slapper on it. It didn't have a single big hit that I thought was going to stay on my playlist. And that I, God forbid, I put any one of these songs off this album on the aux at a party.
Right.
People are going to look at me funny, bro. Like, if I put on Auntie Diaries, like the one that's making the rounds on internet right now, it ain't gonna make people lit.
You throw that on, like, it's weird, it's bad, because you throw that on, not only is, like, the older folks looking at you crazy, some of your peers looking at you crazy, and you're scaring the hoes away. You know what I'm saying? And
that's devastating.
Right.
It's bad, bro. It's really bad. Like, you know, I hope it grows on, you know what I'm saying? And it's weird, because nothing Kendrick Lamar has had, that anything that he's dropped, I've always, you know what I'm saying? Like, Good Kid, I loved it. To Pimp a Butterfly, I loved that. That's my favorite Kendrick Lamar album. Damn, I love that. You know what I'm saying? So this is like, I don't know. I'll give it time though, but as of right now, it's not it in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's kind of how I feel. We got to give it time to grow on us. I mean, we might look down the line, you know, and look back and say, this is some of his most raw shit he's ever made. But for right now, I'm with you, bro.
Yeah, bro. Even my own shit, like, I'd be feeling like, be going under the radar type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Like, even my own shit, like, I'd be feeling like y'all get it in 2 years. Y'all will get it, you know, down the line. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, I got more shit listening to Slug Smoke and Mirrors the most, like, in the past 2 weeks than I did the first couple times I listened to it. So, like, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, you got that similar feel where the lines will hit you different from a different perspective in your life.
Right, exactly. Like, when you're going through different shit, you know what I'm saying? When you're going through different shit, you know, it sounds different. And there's so many things packed into that album, like, so much lyrics, like, you still gotta unpack it, and you'll hear something different every time. You know what I'm saying?
I want to talk about Slug Smoke and Mirrors with you, but I got one question for you first.
Okay.
We're talking about having the aux cord at the party. If Kai 45 gets the aux, what's he putting on today?
Is there hose there or no?
Yes, there are hose there.
It's it's a good ratio too. It's probably like seven to three.
Silky joints has to go on off the bat.
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
Mahogany teak wood? Are we talking lavender body oil?
Shit. Lavender body oil, bro. Yeah. Lavender body oil, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, I think that's such a good introduction song on that EP, man. Like, it's like I was telling Jake when we were discussing it, when we first reviewed the album, I was saying, like, man, this dude sounds like a modern trap Marvin Gaye, because he is just making this shit that you plug on and all the girls are just going to be crawling to this.
Kai 45, you're like a vacuum, bro. Like, you walk in the room, all the hoes fucking suck toward you, bro. Like, put on lavender body oil is kind of unfair advantage, but that is a good answer to that question, bro. Right.
Love that. I love that joint. I love that y'all compared it to Marvin, because I was listening to, prior to me making that, like, in, because usually when I make an album, I usually like douse myself and like the inspiration, the artists that inspire me for what I'm making.
Yeah.
And I was listening to a lot of the What's Going On album.
Yeah. And so that's good.
That's one of his more like socially conscious albums, but I was listening to it just for the sonics of it, just to what it sounds like. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like how his voice sounded, you know, how his voice sounded on top of, you know, the production that he was using. And I was trying to get that same sound, because low key, very low key, like, you know, we have a similar tone of voice. Like, I know he's a singer, but, like, you know, his voice is on the lighter side as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I was like, you know,
yeah, when I first listened to the EP back to back, that was kind of like my first thought. Like, I was like, damn, this dude is kind of getting me in that Marvin Gaye mood. You know, no cap on that, but I'm just saying, like, I'm like, damn, like, this is it was just well put together, and I could see the clear inspiration off of that EP.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate that, because that's, I don't know, bro. I really feel like that's everybody's favorite joint. Like, that's like the masses. If we're talking about the masses, like,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Most people love Silky Joints Volume 2 out of my catalog.
Right.
Tell us about the album art for Silky Joints Volume 2. How'd that come about?
So I dropped the first one in 2018, I think, something like, maybe, no, 2019, I think, maybe even 22, I don't know. But I dropped the first one, and, you know, it went well, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, people were asking me for another installment. I wasn't going to do it, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not the type, I don't like doing, like, there'll never be a Slug Smoke and Mirrors 2. That's not right. A thing in my life, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, you know, they was asking for it. I was like, you know, since it's an EP, I could do a volume two, you know. So, you know, I started trying to get inspiration from that. You know, I spent a lot of time, you know, with my family. You know, I got a beautiful daughter and my girl. You know what I'm saying?
Congratulations, so, by the way.
Thank you.
Being a parent is not easy.
Not at all, bro. Being working,
he don't have a kid, he don't fucking know.
No, but it is
not you, Kai. Ryan doesn't know. He don't know. We don't have a kid.
I got no kids, but I do have I have two little nieces, and just being an uncle, I know that it's a lot of work, you know.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Just being a father, you know what I'm saying, spending time with my woman, you know, I really had to get inspiration for that album, which was easy to do. And I also was reflecting on past, you know, past things that have gone on in my life in terms of, you know, relationships. So, you know, that's what I really had. That's really what took the time to make it, bro. Just getting the experience and putting it into, to, you know, coming from a grown man's perspective.
Really. Right. Because you probably, know, you probably couldn't have made Silky Joints Volume 2 years before. Like, I think this was the moment to make it because now, like you were saying before, you have the wisdom to look back at experiences, you know, because you don't, you can't enjoy a memory until it's a memory, you know what I mean? And you look back on it in a different way.
Exactly. I think that's my biggest asset, my biggest, you know, the biggest weapon that I have as a writer is my ability to reflect. Mm-hmm. Like, I could write some shit in the moment, but when I have time to really reflect, you know, I'm very dangerous. So yeah, that was how that came about.
Bro, you seem dangerous on the freestyle too, though. Like, I've seen some of the clips of you freestyling.
Oh yeah,
tell
yeah,
us about
yeah.
those. What do you do? Do you go to, what's the show that you've been going to?
And performing, you talking about?
Yeah, I saw videos on your Instagram of you freestyling up on stage somewhere. What's that about?
Those were just shows that I was invited to. You know what I'm saying? Those were shows that I was invited to, and people was like, "Yo, you got a lot of people here that want to hear your music. Can you come through and, you know, do a set?" And I'm like, you know, of course, you know, it's an honor. So you know, the me live though is very different. It's a very different feeling from the track. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a performer. I'm really a performer, bro. Like,
for sure.
You know, like, don't go after me if we're rapping. Like, don't do it to yourself.
I will never. when you get up on stage and you do you freestyle, does that just come to you in the moment? Do you have writtens ready in the pocket? Like, have you ever let the energy take you somewhere and you drop like a real nasty freestyle?
So I got writtens out the ass, bro. I got writtens for days that are unused. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I keep them in the clip for very special occasions. Mm-hmm. You know, I also have a vault that's big as shit full of music that may or may not be dropped. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? So I could go into my vault. I could go into my vault of writtens and spaz the fuck out anytime I want to do it. In terms of freestyling, though, it depends on how lit I am. If I'm feeling myself enough, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I might fuck around and throw 8 bars out of nowhere up there. But for the most part, it's me reading the room. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking, taking a look at faces. I'm accessing the energy, and I'm like, all right. I'm gonna use this verse, you know what I'm saying, and I'm gonna deliver it this way, and you know, it took me a long time to learn how to do that because this is all while I'm doing my music as well. I'm looking at niggas while I'm rapping, and I'm accessing, you know what I'm saying. Maybe I should do this verse or pull this out the ball or do this. So yeah, that's how that happens.
Right. Yeah. You know what I like? It's when people freestyle and rap. You know, some people who probably don't enjoy it as much as, you know, someone like you, me, or Jake, but a lot of people think like, oh, you know, it's probably pretty easy to freestyle. All you got to do is rhyme words. Well,
it is not easy.
It is not. Trust me, it is not easy, especially for me being white, right? But also,
I had nothing to do with it, bro. If you had a mental, if you had like a brain for it,
right?
You can spit. But what on a drop of a dime. But like, if someone puts an instrumental on for you, it doesn't matter who you are,
right?
If you got that way of thinking,
right,
you can make it happen.
But what I'm saying is, Kai, right now, he is so good in freestyling because I watch those videos too. And what you're also learning while you're freestyling is how to improvise. Not just saying words, but like you were just saying, you are now looking at the crowd and you're like, all right, I got this one verse that just flames up baby mamas. And I see a baby mama in the back. I'm a let it loose on her. And like that right there, that it takes skill because you got to remember what you said. You could have made that bar like a year ago. But you got it right there in your mental, like you said in the clip, ready to go. I mean, that takes skill.
Yeah. It takes a lot of skill. That took a lot of time to come to me. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't always a good performer, and a low key. I'm shy in real life. You know what I'm saying? like outside of rap, I'm not shy at all. I could rap for anybody, anywhere, in front of, you know, whoever. But you know, my life outside of rap, I'm an introverted man. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you literally are inside of your hoodie right now.
Right. The world is, I'm not inside of my hoodie. Like, the world is inside of my hoodie, bro. Mm-hmm. This is where I operate from.
Wow, bro, that's deep. That's actually that really dope. The world is inside of my hoodie. Bro, can we talk about Slug Smoke and Mirrors?
Yeah.
All right, right off the bat, bro, I'll start at the top. What's the, what was the inspiration, or where did the artwork come from, the album artwork?
Oh, thank you for asking me that, brother. So, a wonderful friend of mine, she's one of the most fire artists that I've, you know, ever seen work. Her name is Nicole. And she's an artist in real life. Like, she paints in real life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So with that being said, I was like, yo, I need a piece. I hit her up. I said, yo, Nick, like, yo, I really need a piece. Like, and I want to use it for my album. And she was like, well, you know, what are you thinking? And bro, I couldn't even tell her. I just gave her words. I was like, darkness, the city, smoke, guns, and grief type shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because if you look at the artwork deeply, you'll see the city buildings, you'll see the smoke, you see a blot of blood somewhere. Like, you really take a minute and look at the, you know what I'm saying? Look at the artwork. Mm-hmm. She really made all of that come to life for me with four or five words. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, she did the artwork for that project.
And Nicole, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out her, bro. That,
shout out Nicole.
Goddamn, if you didn't say exactly what I was thinking when I was looking at it, bro. I see the city. I see the sadness. I see the smoke. Right. It almost, to me, looks like raindrops on like your windshield, too. Like, it looks like you're looking at the city through water, almost. And, you know, through tears, maybe. I don't even know, bro. But you get a lot out of it by looking at it.
Yeah, Nikki did what the fuck she had to do with that. Because
absolutely, bro.
And she really did. Because without her, it's not that. That's not the cover. It might not be the same project, for real. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I ain't do a lot of tracks until I got the cover art, you know?
How about the name of the album, Slug Smoke and Mirrors? Because Smoke and Mirrors, you know, a lot of people know that term, conjures up, you know, images of like magic or illusion or diversion. But when you just put the slug in front of Slug Smoke, I feel like it adds a whole different connotation to the album. So how did you come up with a name for it?
So, you know, unfortunately, you know, a lot of things happen in our communities. You know what I'm saying? A lot of violence. A lot of senseless violence. Some of it is not senseless. Some of it is out of necessity. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, end of the day, there's just a lot of violence that goes on in our cities. But, you know, to the youth, if there's any youth watching, you got to be able to see through it. Know that it's smoke and mirrors. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's tough because it's violent and it might be aimed towards you, but you got to be able to see through it and see who you really are and where you really want to be. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to see peace in the midst of the war, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the name came from, Slug Smoke and Mirrors. It's like, yeah, like I'm in the middle of hell right now, but I'm trying to see through the bullshit.
Wow. And you talk about a lot of that on the album too. You do a really good job of kind of peeling back the curtain on your experience. But I think what you were doing, and tell me if I'm wrong, is that, you know, it seems like Kai 45, you speak for a lot of people, man. And yes, your experience can translate to a lot of other people's experience. So hearing you talk about those things, like, where do you see your place as an artist, or your purpose? What is your purpose when you make an album like Slug Smoke and Mirrors?
The purpose, man, for that, I always say, like, I'm fire as, you know, as a man, the man that I am, what I think, you know, my views on things is solid, you know, and as a rapper as well. But when I'm used as a vessel, it's a different, I take it to another level. because being that I'm a vessel, I look at myself as a vessel for other people that don't know how to put the shit into words like I could put it into words. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. There's somebody that's gone through the fucking ringer, bro. But they just, you'll never hear their story. You'll never hear their story because they don't rap. They're not on social media. You know what I'm saying? They're just existing, trying to get shit together. So I speak for people whose stories you'll never hear. I speak for my friends who are no longer here, whose stories you'll never hear. You know what I'm saying? Because they don't got a blue check next to their name or they're not famous. You know what I'm saying? You know, when somebody famous dies, the whole world pays their respects, or, you know what I'm saying, the whole world knows about the tragedy that happened. But when one of ours goes, you don't hear shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, through my albums, you know what I'm saying, there's people who I mentioned that's gonna live on forever just because I put their name in the song. You know what I'm saying? Ricky, my man's Ricky is gonna live forever. Kev is gone. You know, Figs is going to live forever. Big Ben is going to live forever. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
You did that for them.
Yeah, of course. It was. I felt like it was my duty. You know what I'm saying? I felt like, you know, I took the task on of telling their story mixed with mine. You know what I'm saying? And the result was Slug Smoke and Mirrors. You know, and that's why it's going to hit. It's going to hit regardless of how much time goes by. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Can you talk about a little bit some of the features you had on that album, some of the collaborations you had?
Hey, guys. The audio cut out for about a minute while we were recording Kai's answer. So when it cuts back in, it's going to be the second half of Kai's answer to the question about the features.
Cool. All right. We got you back now.
All right. The second feature I have on the album is by my man, DFNS. Make sure you put that shit in all caps too. That's my man. He's out of Queens. I hit him up. He's a artist that I came across. We got a similar friend group. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we're from you know, a similar place. So where he's from is not too far from where I'm from. So we always kind of been in the same circle, but I didn't know who the man was. You know, but he's a fire rapper. A producer, you know what I'm saying? His pen is heavy as shit. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know, I'm gonna see if he's willing to do this. I hit him up, you know what I'm saying? Everything was honorable. He was like, yeah, he'll do it. You know what I'm saying? We did the track and that came to be Builds on Hollis.
Great song, man.
Yeah, that's an underrated song as well. But that shit, there's bars all in it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, my last feature, of course, is my man's Denny D on Killick versus Young Son. My man's Denny D. That's my brother. That's been my brother since fifth or sixth grade, bro. You know, we grew up together, and that's he's literally my best friend. Like that's my best friend. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy because that nigga is—he's actually a scientist in real life. Like he's about to finish up his doctorate program.
Oh, so, wow! Damn. Bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that nigga is—he's a scientist in real life. And you know, I hit him up. I was like, bro, I know that you're extremely busy running experiments and doing weird shit. You know what I mean?
He's gonna be Dr. DFNS,
right?
Right. Like I was like, yo, Denny, like I need you. Like I need you, bro. Like I need you on this joint. I need you, you know, come out of retirement for rap. Because he's always rapped, but it's kind of gone on the back burner due to, you know, him really being a scientist. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. School also takes up a lot of time, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly. So, and he has a beautiful family himself. So, you know, I hit him up. He was like, I got you, you know what I'm saying? And you know, he sent me the vocal. Actually, we recorded. I went to New York, and I recorded his vocals. And I was like, yeah, like, you know, yo, shout out to my man Denny D. He got a joint coming. I don't know when it's gonna be done. We've been working on it for a very long time, but you know, he got a joint coming too.
Well, look out for it, bro. We're running out of time. We only got 10 minutes left, because we didn't spring the bag for Zoom Premium. But the last 10 minutes of the interview, bro, we want to talk about Silky Joints, Volume 2.
Yeah, I mean, we did talk about Silky Joints a bit. I do want to just say, because you're 27, I'm 27, we're all around the same age. I love how you reference old school, like, TV shows and just things like, I think it was in Voodoo Crab that you were talking about Cousin Skeeter, about the relationship between Nina and who was that? I think it was like Bobby.
Darius.
Yeah. I love that reference because that was such an old show and I completely forgot about that shit until you said that bar and I was like, oh my God. I was like, why did that shit stop? Yeah, the puppet, bro.
I remember it to the back of my brain.
It was like the whole family's just normal and then they got like some dopey ass puppet and it was funny as shit, man. The show was great. It made me think like, I was like, let me go online and like see like what the show, like why did it end? And I think it was on Nickelodeon. And, you know, when they like slime, you know, artists and like actors and stuff like that on Nickelodeon, well, I think they slimed Cousin Skeeter's puppet. And that was the only puppet on the show, and they stopped the show because of that.
Bro, this ain't a real story. He thinks this is a real story, bro, but there's no way.
Bro, this is facts.
That's insane.
Look it up.
Bro.
I'm telling you, Kai.
With Kai, dude, you're fucking.
I'm about to blow your mind right now, Kai. I'm about to blow your mind. They slimed Cousin Skeeter, and that was the only puppet made, and so they canceled the show because they destroyed Cousin Skeeter. They killed him. They slimed him.
Damn. That's wild if that's true, bro, because never did he go on the Kids' Choice Awards or Slime Time Live, but one of those shows, and expect it would be his last day. That's
oh,
sick.
My God, man. I mean,
they put a hit out on my boy Skeeter.
That's sick.
It's funny because, like, a simple bar like that coming from something like in Silky Joints just made me go on this big tangent of trying to figure out, like, whatever happened to that, you know? But you just had pockets and pockets of references that I spent so much time trying to get to a T and try and figure out why did he say that? Like, because, you know, I obviously wanted to be prepared when we talked because, like, you know, that album there, that EP was it was like so thought provoking with like looking back.
Yeah, bro. I appreciate that. I use like a lot of TV and just pop culture references.
Yeah.
In my shit because you know, I'm just inspired by that, and I have memories. A lot of the shit that I talk to coincides with, you know, the memories that I have, and I have memories of watching fucking, you know, Cousin Skeeter, you know, shit and shit like that. And it's crazy because I'm also conscious that the young niggas won't understand it until unless they, you know what I'm saying? Unless they had older siblings or they actually go back. And I actually mentioned that. It's funny. I mentioned the youngins won't get it. Fuck it. It's needed. I say that's the next bar after I say that.
Right.
I said, I think I said, youngins won't understand it. Fuck it, it's needed. I believe that things are clear as smooth. We don't see it. I think that's what I said or some shit.
That is what you said. And then like that just like perfectly like coincides with the fact like, you know, if you don't have someone else growing up with you that's a little bit older, you don't realize what you've missed out. Like, it, like, you know, we're the same age. In the 90s, that's what we were doing on the weekends, bro. We were playing games and we were watching cartoons on the weekend and we were just, you know, There's a ton of nostalgia all in them Silky Joints. And I just want to say, man, I appreciate that. It was an enjoyable listen.
I was a young brother watching, you know, TV in the 90s as well, bro. Mm-hmm. I was playing Nintendo 64 at that time.
Yeah.
007, Super Smash Brothers, shit like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
No mercy. Matter of fact, I'm a wrestling guy for real.
Yeah,
Kai Von Erich.
Yeah, I love wrestling. Mm-hmm. Like to this day, I love wrestling. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people was like, what's Von Erich? They thought it was some type of weird, like they thought it was some other shit. I'm like, nah, like if you know, you know, like rest in peace to the Von Erichs.
The Von Erich curse, right?
Bro, that shit is sick. I was watching Dark Side of the Ring the other day, bro. And that's something that it comes, I have it on Hulu. And it's on, it's by Vice, and basically they just talk about all the crazy shit, you know, like the dark side of this shit in the industry. It's like, you know, they talk about Chris Benoit, they talk about the Von Erich, they talk about a lot of shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have to get into it next time, bro. I really appreciate you taking time for us to come speak and be on the podcast, man. You got new music coming out. Before you go, let me know, like, when can we expect that to come by?
Man, I might drop that shit next week. I might drop that shit in 2 weeks. It's coming in May, though, bro. Man,
I cannot wait.
We gonna be the first to listen, bro.
It's finished. It's done. You know what I'm saying? I cannot wait to hear it. I mean, I can't wait for y'all to hear it. It's like, it's beautiful. It's literally beautiful. Like, it's just beautiful, bro.
We're all excited, bro. We'll definitely be playing it, listening to it. Oh, shit. Listening to it on the podcast. from now until whenever, bro. So, thanks again for coming by.
And for all of our listeners out there, before, Kai goes, just if you want to give him a follow too, all his music too, his Instagram is Luther Van Draws. That's Luther space Van Draws. Exactly how it's said. And check out all the music, man. I mean, if you like any type of pop and rap that's coming out now, you're going to love what Kai's putting out. And like Jake said, we're going to be staying in tune. Who knows? We might do another interview whenever we feel like it, you know, whenever we can link up again. You know, this ain't the last of Kai. So thanks, bro. And we appreciate you. And we're going to be heading out, all right?
Yeah, it's love. Thank you. I'm a fan of the pod, and thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. I'll talk to y'all later, man.
All right, Kai. Take it easy.
Be safe out there, all right?
All right, peace.
See you. The most awkward, like, slow ending of trying to click out, like, of a Zoom call.
I hate when you, like, say bye to somebody, but then you end up walking in the same direction as them.
That's the digital version.
And then you say bye, and then you're like, all right, well, let's keep walking. And that, yeah, but you know what, though? I don't say nothing to that person if we're walking the same direction.
I look at them till I go, so, oh, you're here? You know what I mean? Like, hit him with a fucking...
Like, I go something like this, right? Like, you're looking at, like, I know you're looking at me after I said bye, and I look at you, and I'm like, oh, do I know you? Oh, no, I'm not sorry. Bad. Hey, my name's Ryan,
it's
bro.
It's like 12:30, only about a... That's not bad.
Not bad at
50
all.
50 minutes from the office
not
to here?
Not bad at all.
That was dope, man.
Yeah.
God damn, he's a cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
And his shit is so good.
Bro, you were sweating bullets.
I wasn't sweating
the
bullets.
The whole time, dude.
No, I wasn't.
You were sweating slugs, bro.
Kai makes me
I heard
ting, so ting, calm.
Ting, ting, ting. I heard empty shells hitting the floor when you were leaned over like this and beads of sweat were dropping off your face.
No, that was the sound of the lifts in your shoes, bro.
Good Lord. Clack, guy. Clack, baby. All right,
nah,
well,
bro,
this is episode 156, and...
No, we're not doing episodic, bro. This is going to be a separate.
Oh, yeah.
Should we?
This ain't episode 156.
Does it matter is the real question.
No. This is
the Kai 45 interview.
Wait. This is Silky Saturday.
Are we going to do this every Saturday or something?
No, we'll have the interviews most likely on
or
Saturdays.
Or it's just May 14th every year, Silky Saturday.
May 14th. Every year,
or the
is
second
Silky
Saturday of May is Silky Saturday.
You heard it here first.
Well, whenever the next whenever his next project comes out, is going to be like Silky Sunday or Silky Saturday.
Silky Saturday, bro. And if that's not the name of his album, I'm going to be pissed.
There was so much more I wanted to talk to him about too. Like, just if I wasn't using my phone to record, I had all these notes about Slug Smoke and Mirrors.
Yeah.
Next
time though, right?
Next time, you know, but next time we're going to want to talk about his new shit.
True.
And, you know, Silky Joins
but we,
Volume
but
2
we tried
out
fitting
now.
In, we tried fitting in two music extended plays in this.
True. And that was a lot. Maybe next time we should focus on just one so we take more time. And plus, you know, now here you go. Like, this is the the Kai 45 origin story. Like, next time we have an interview with him, we won't have to take as much time to get to know him because we know a little bit exactly. already. You know, we have a platform to jump off.
We pretty much grew up with him at this point.
At this point, I live with him.
Yeah.
It's me. It's Kai. It's his girl mm-hmm. and his baby.
And his daughter.
And Jake. Yep.
And, well, me, though, because he called me brother.
We're all brothers in the light of the Lord.
Yeah, sure. All right, well, this has been Sounds like you're not Silky a Christian, Saturday. Brother. This has been Silky Saturday with your boy Kai, your boy Birdman, and your boy Jake.
Let me try to do something and not fuck up the entire goddamn... There, yeah, look at that. I did it.
You follow Instagram at Wazoo Podcast. Make sure you follow
Kai at Kai45.
No, it's on Instagram. It's Luther Vandross.
Is that his tag or his name?
That's the tag, bro.
The tag is at Luther Vandross.
I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was maybe the other way around. Either way, look it up. You got your phone right here, bro.
Look it up, dude.
Come on, this is an official release. Click it.
I did click it.
What are you doing, bro? You don't even know how... You're a boomer.
Oh, it is Kai 45.
It's Kai 45. No wonder he looked at you like you got out. Fucking three eyes, dude.
K-A-I 45 spelled out.
F-O-R-T-Y-F-I-V-E.
Oh, F-I-V-V-V.
Thank you for listening. We'll be back. We got episode 155 dropping with this episode. Find that on YouTube. And then we're going to be doing episode 156 next time. We're going to be hitting up Kendrick Lamar's Mr. Brown, the Big Steppers, at least... And then maybe one other project.
And so, then also don't forget to hit that bag button.
Hit the bag button, subscribe, comment, share.
No, you know what? Just hit that bag button.
Fucking do it, dude.
Just hit the bag button. That's all I really care about, you know?
And big shout out to LaCroix.
Peace.